The great master, Sri Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, is guiding us now. From his heart, these words are being transferred to your heart. No one is guiding you other than Sri Ramana in the form of yourself. No need or room for any intermediary, as a technique is necessary. Just observe. You are simply listening. Not listening to someone about something. Though conveyed through words, these are not mere statements or sentences, but the one and only true state of your own being potently being transferred to you. Sit in a relaxed manner. Don't try to imagine, project, visualize anything. Allow things to happen. Watch. Witness what is taking place. You are. Suddenly, thoughts rush in. Don't worry. Don't try to do anything about it. Allow them to come up. One thought after another follows continuously. Don't make any effort to understand or analyze them, nor try to reject them, restrict them, condemn them, clear them. Permit them to rush through. Only watch. Don't become tense or rigid. Feel relaxed. Just now, catch a thought. That is, do not allow it to be pushed out quickly by the following thought. This movement of an effort you will have to make to stick to that thought. Assume an attitude of neutrality and impartiality. Look at the simple verbiage of this thought. I want to go to Los Angeles. Stay with it. Don't get carried away by the meaning of it. Don't react to the sense behind what the thought conveys. You are merely looking at it. At this moment, don't permit other thoughts to rush in. Now, collect all your attention and question: to whom is this thought? Understand unwaveringly, you are raising the question and putting it to yourself, no one else. Nothing else is involved. You are answering yourself. The obvious answer, therefore, is to me. Feel it. Are there two entities involved? One as you and another as thought? How can it be? So, the question is put by you to you. Clearly understand it, with feeling, but without any further movement, without any urge to ponder over it. It is a simple fact. Now, wait. Again, gather all your attention and focus sharply the attention on the need to know the me. So, in all attention and one-pointedness, with great feeling, ask, who am I? Intently observe. All movement stop. No thought. No you. Only silence. Stillness. The purpose of insisting on your listening up to here before you have heard this introduction is that one has to have an experience of the silence first. Such an experience is a prerequisite to move further. Sri Ramana Maharshi calls this a foretaste of the real I am. The silence within each one of us, behind, beyond, and inclusive of our day-to-day elusive, changing, egoistic I-feeling, the me. Any amount of verbal explanation pointing to a state of silence behind the simple me proves futile, as such an effort lands one, ironically, in the conundrum of ideas and more explanations only. On the other hand, a glimpse of this silence, brought about not by cleverness of words, but by being directly in it, in the experience, is the only way to follow it, to cling to it. Without the need for anyone else to explain it to you verbally. All efforts through words, sentences, statements prove of little help, for the simple reason that the experience of the silence can never be brought within the borders of words and sentences. Hence, the Vedas declare it as anavachanaya, indescribable through words. A direct experience, however short, light, or meager, helps equip one with a real understanding, which is very important to make the next movement. The first glimpse or taste of the silence is only the beginning. Thoughts continue to rush in. What to do now? You have to accept every subsequent thought that arises. Do not try to fight them away or quell them by any other method than patiently asking the question, to whom is this thought? To me. And reach the silence through the razor-sharp posture of, who am I? Repeat it relentlessly, again and again and again. Patience is required. More patience is demanded. There is no shortcut to self-inquiry. The whole course has to be persevered with. This unpalatable but vital answer of the Maharshi is actually an enormous encouragement to pursue the path to silence, patiently. Constant vigilance is the price a seeker has to pay in this path, affirms the Maharshi. The silence will guide you from within. No longer depend on or look to the vagaries of the mind. The mind is the real thief, robbing you of your precious jewel of silence. Shift your attention to silence. Don't heed the doubting mind, which raises endlessly questions like how, why, and when. Once thoughts are arrested, restricted, looked into at their roots through self-inquiry, the weakened mind tries to raise these shallow questions. Instead of feeling the need to face such a mind, raise the fundamental question of who and whence whenever it puts out its antennae. Sages abhor raising the question of how and why, and they applaud the one who of his own accord raises the questions who and to whom. Thought is a movement. Silence is its birthplace. It is achala, motionless. Thought is ignorance, bondage. Silence is wisdom, liberation. If submitted to thoughts, one is bound. If denuded of thoughts, silence dawns, one attains freedom. With thoughts, one is worried. With silence, one is ever happy. To think, effort is essential. Silence is one's own effortless, choiceless, natural state. How long has one to practice the inquiry is a wrong question, though it looks logical and important. Does anyone ask how long one has to continue to breathe? Or do you ever dare to stop breathing to raise such a question? Silence is the way. Silence is the goal. Silence is the beginning. Silence is the end. Did not Jesus Christ declare, I am the way and I am the goal? Silence is I am. Take 3. pages 3 and 4, on their own, separate from the first two pages. The purpose of insisting on your listening up to here before you have heard this introduction is that one has to have an experience of the silence first. Such an experience is a prerequisite to move further. Sri Ramana Maharshi calls this a foretaste of the real I Am, the silence within each one of us, behind, beyond, and inclusive of our day-to-day, elusive, changing, egoistic I-feeling, the me. Any amount of verbal explanation pointing to a state of silence behind the simple me proves futile, as such an effort lands one, ironically, in the conundrum of ideas and more explanations only. On the other hand, a glimpse of this silence, brought about not by cleverness of words but by being directly in it, in the experience, is the only way to follow it, to cling to it, without the need for anyone else to explain it to you verbally. All efforts through words, sentences, statements prove of little help, for the simple reason that the experience of the silence can never be brought within the borders of words and sentences. Hence, the Vedas declare it as anavachanaya, indescribable through words. A direct experience, however short, light, or meager, helps equip one with a real understanding which is very important to make the next movement. The first glimpse or taste of the silence is only the beginning. Thoughts continue to rush in. What to do now? You have to accept every subsequent thought that arises. Do not try to fight them away or quell them by any other method then patiently again asking the question, to whom is this thought? To me. And reach the silence through the razor-sharp posture of, who am I? Repeat it relentlessly again and again and again. Patience is required. More patience is demanded. There is no shortcut to self-inquiry. The whole course has to be persevered with. This unpalatable but vital answer of the Maharshi is actually an enormous encouragement to pursue the path to silence patiently. Constant vigilance is the price a seeker has to pay in this path, affirms the Maharshi. The silence will guide you from within. No longer depend on or look to the vagaries of the mind. The mind is the real thief robbing you of your precious jewel of silence. Shift your attention to silence. Don't heed the doubting mind which raises endlessly questions like how, why, and when. One's thoughts are arrested, restricted, looked into at their roots through self-inquiry, the weakened mind tries to raise these shallow questions. Instead of feeling the need to face such a fallen mind, raise the fundamental question of who and whence whenever it puts out its antennae. Sages abhor raising the question of how and why, and they applaud the one who of his own accord raises the questions who and to whom. Thought is a movement. Silence is its birthplace. It is achala, motionless. Thought is ignorance, bondage. Silence is wisdom, liberation. If submitted to thoughts, one is bound. If denuded of thoughts, silence dawns. One attains freedom. With thoughts one is worried. With silence one is ever happy. To think effort is essential. Silence is one's own effortless, choiceless, natural state. How long has one to practice the inquiry is a wrong question, though it looks logical and important. Does anyone ask how long one has to continue to breathe? Or do you ever dare to stop breathing to raise such a question? Silence is the way. Silence is the goal. Silence is the beginning. Silence is the end. Did not Jesus Christ declare, I am the way and I am the goal? Silence is, I am.